Shri Kripa from Tsubos, both times we took Shri Membe, June 27, 1982,
on Sunday. Friday. Now, we finished the things that started the Rabbi Akirabun. But on Friday, I mentioned the Shire, whether the Halacha of study of my boys in extremely Sikhoche studies, based upon the practice by prudent people of demanding the surrender of the shtar the moment they pay up the debt, so melee the shtar, so that proves that if the Malve is able to produce the shtar, that the debt was not paid, because had it been paid, in no probability, the Malve would have acted as a businessman. So it's Yichoches Godis. Or it's a Raya Shtoris. It's a Raya Shtoris. So, I mentioned that it seems that there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rashbo on that question. In the Gedal of Milchas Malon Reve, so the Rambam says, the Gedal of Milchas Malon Reve, Aloch Edimu, Heitzio of Xaviyotin Shiu Chayvah, ואין שומעים, אף על פי שהוא זך סביון מבז, הרי זה כמיור והאופה לכל דבר. So the Rambam, so in other words, that now the law is, if somebody, if Ruben is made to Mishnah al Goy against Shimon, and Shimon says for IT, so Ruben can say, Shtor Biyod, my boy. So Ruben can be gay, because of Shtav Yod, my boy. What if the Shtar is not a Shtar with Eidim, but a Shtar of Ksav Yod? It was written in the handwriting of the Rebbe. So the Rambam and the Ramban, they both say, Heitzio of Ksav Yod, Shul Chayrei, Vein Shomeidim Apop Shishihu, Zach Sav Yod, Vives, Harei Ze Kimiu Vau Per Lechol Dobo, Vim Toan Shepora Nishba Heses. Now, the Balamoye and the Rashbo Achil and the Rambam. And they say, what difference does it make? True, in Chosin Shibodi, he cannot be David, because since he doesn't have Eidi, so it's not a meal of the Shtar. Shtar means Eidi. But as far as the time of Boraiti is concerned, what difference does it make whether it's a new Malte or a meal of the Shtar? The fact is that he has a Shtar written with Saryodi. So doesn't that prove that it wasn't paid? Because had it been paid, he should have demanded. The Rebbe should have demanded the surrender of that shtar of Ksav Yod. So why is the Rambam chilek? So apparently, according to the Balam Moyer and the Rashbo, so shtar of Yod, my boy, is not a Raya Shtoris. It's a Yichoches Godis. It's an extraneous Yichoches, based upon the practice of business people, of prudent people, to demand the surrender of the shtar at the time of the payment. So the melee in the Malve has the shtar in his hand, so that shows that it wasn't paid, because we are assuming that the Levi would have acted in a business-like manner. It's a Yichoches Godis. If it's a Yichoches Godis, so it applies to a shtar of Ksav Yod, justice is the price to a shtar of Levi. Whether it has a Chalizni shtar or not, it's not important. From the point of view of the Yichoches Godis, it doesn't make any difference whether it has a Chalizni shtar. Mashinkin, Rambam and Ramban, they hold, it's not the Yichoches Godis. We cannot rely on it just because, according to the practice of practical people, so they demand the surrender of the shtar at the time of payment. So, because it's the aloche of it's the Raya Shtores, in other words, because Eidi Ashtar, Mubarak, are many things that the Eidi Chsile didn't even see. How can a Nisha get married when she produces a get in this? How do we know that the get was Nimsa? We have a Baal, we have a Nisha. How do we know? Maybe it wasn't Nimsa. And if it was Nimsa, maybe it was Pligitach Mordavikarak. How do we know? The answer is, that's the aloha of Raya of Shtores. Because Eidi Sefer V'chasei. So Eidi Machsum V'ashtar V'ashtar V'chasei. So if the Baal Ashtar holds the Shtar, So then the shtar is devouring everything. So here, if the bala shtar holds the shtar, the malver holds the shtar, so then the shtar is made, in effect, not only that the alvoya took place, but that it wasn't paid yet either. So also it's based upon the Raya of Shtores. So the Raya of Shtores is based upon Edi, because Edi is Sefer Chasei, and the Eshtar that is Edi. So here is the Raya of Shtores, but the Eshtar of Savyodei does not have Edi. So the Mele, so it appears from this Rambam, that the Rambam Shiki is, that the Eshtar of Yodimai Boi is not a Yichochet Shtores, it's not an extraneous Yichochet, but it's a Raya of Shtores. So mainly it applies only to Ishtar that is Eirachzime, not to Ishtar of Savyodi. However, there is another Rambam, the Gidalet, which tends to indicate just the reverse. Nowadays, I do Halochi in Shuez, Misach Shuez, that even though a Malve is able to collect the debt on the basis of the production of the shtar, on the basis of the fact that he's made the shtar, again the leve, and the leve is not known to say pa'ua. Why? Because the Baal, they can say, shtar v'yod my boy, but the leve has his schus to tell the malve, you want to collect, you'll have to take a shvui in bez, binkitas chayves, that you never, it was never paid. And if the malve refuses to take such a shvui, then the leve is supposed to say, I'm not paying, until the malve takes his shvui that the debt was never paid. So there's a machtamba mentions in Pirkei Dalet Hilches, how malve leve, how lochegimu and machlekes again. Suppose the leve says, it's ishtar mikuyen, Ruben is mitzi, ishtar mikuyen megen shimen. The shtar states in effect that Ruben lent Shimon $1,000 and the shtar is mikuyen. And then Shimon says it's mizuyah, but it's mikuyah. So he says, all right, the Malvi is such an expert, he's so capable, he can forge chasimus leivim so well that everybody will think it's their sin, but it's still forged. The leivi says it's mizuyah. So some games say, there's a machlokes again, some games say, just as the leivi has his chus to impose upon the Malve, Ishwi of Nipara, of Loi Peratana. Even though he has the right, even though the time, by the way, is contrary to the Choche of Tobion, my boy, so the same school, say, with the heads, if he says to the Malve, Yamizi Ishtamukuye, but I say it's Mizuye, you want to collect, take Ishwi, that it's not Mizuye. And if the Malve refuses to take Ishwe, the Malve says, I am not with Ishwe, I don't want to swear in Nemes. So then the Levi can tell the Malve, all right, just too bad, you can't collect them. Some games say, no, the schus that the Levi has to demand Ishwe applies only to Ishwe of Levi Peratan. Because he doesn't say, he's not him, the Levi is not him, that the shtar is invalid. So he only says it was paid. So it's only counter to the Yehoche of Shtob Yod my boy. Then the Levi has his schus, if he stay and go up, to impose his shvui upon the Malve, the Tenipola. Mashiachim, if the Levi's time is that the whole shtar is invalid, it's Mizuye, it's Amono, it's Shtar passing, I mean, whatever, if in his time, he declares that the shtar is null and void, was always null and void, then he's not nemon, he's not able to impose his shvui upon the Malve. So, and the Rambam agrees with the Shittas Hagemi that a leve cannot impose upon the Malve of his shvui that it's not mizuyah. He can only impose upon the Malve his shvui that it's not pohua, but that it's not mizuyah, that he cannot impose. So if look, what's the machlokes between the Geinim? The Geinim will say that just as a leve has his chus to impose his shvui of any play paratani, they hold the shtob of my boy is also a raya shtos. So and still the Gemara says that the leve has his chus to impose upon the malve shvui of paratani. So that means that the chachomim gave the leve his chus to be taken negative shtar, negative the testimony of the shtar. Because even in the case of Loi Paratani, so the Tani is negative the agode of the shtar. And still the Chachamim gave him care. So why shouldn't he have that schus to impose a shvuyah that is not Israel? The Gaon will say no, he only has his schus to impose upon the Maori the shvuyah of Loi Paratani. But the Rebbe does not have his schus to impose upon the Maori the shvuyah of Ein Israel. They hold the Rebbe, Chachamim only gave the Rebbe his schus to demand to be taken a time that does not invalidate that of his ashtar. But if the time is negative the Agodas Ashtar, so then the Chachamim did not give him that schus. Now see the Rambam passes, like the Gaon, that he does not have the schus to impose upon the Maor of Yeshua of any Israel. So the Rambam distinguishes between the time of Mizuyev and the time of Pua, because the time of Mizuyev is the time of maybe the whole line of stories. Because any master martial arts practice in the best, especially if it's Mikuyev. So it's Nachkodis in the best, that it's not Mizuyev. And he's staying it is Mizuyev. Mashayim came, so that he has no excuse to impose such a shvui upon Maori. Mashayim came the case where he says, Ishtabalu doi praticho. He is not telling maybe the Rai of Shtores, he is only telling the way that maybe the Chochetz Dodis of Shtorion my boy, he is telling that he himself is not a prudent businessman. He is a butler, he is not a prudent businessman. So the Mele, he has his chus to impose a Shvuy upon him all. And the Rambam here says, the Rabbi Yisai, Heru, and that he agrees with the cheat of the Rabbi Yisai. So there seems to be a stira between the Rambam Shita in Perek Yudalev and the Rambam Shita in Perek Yudalev. In Perek Yudalev, the Rambam says that the shtalps of Yodei, so the Rebbe is never to say power. So we see from if the Rai of Shtovim, my boy, had been Chochetz Dodis, he should apply to shtalps of Yodei as well. So we see from the Rambam in Perek Yudalev that Shtov Yodim my boy is not a Chochetz Dodis, it's a Rai Shtores. And here in Perek Yudalev, Aloch HaGimur, the Rambam distinguishes between imposing the Shvuyeh the Reparaticho, that he can, and imposing the Shvuyeh of any Mizuyeh and any Amone, that he cannot. Why? Because if he's staying in Mizuyeh, so then he's Loikomi Menu Mivate Shtamikoye. But if he's staying in Pogua, he's not Mivate Shtamikoye. So that means that the Rambam considers Shtob Yodimai Boye not as a Rai Shtores, but as a Chochetz Dodis, so it's in conflict with the Rambam Shittim Perek Yudalev. So we have to say that there are two kinds of Rais of Shtores. There are two kinds of Rais of Shtores. There is one kind of Rai of Shtores that not only that the Shtar is Mivara, but there is a Hagode by the Yidya Shtar. For example, in the case of Mizuyeh, or Amono, so the Alochi means, if, let's say, two Eidim are signing a Mishtar, and the Mishtar is Mikuyeh, and then two other Eidim come and say that it is Mizuyeh, or two other Eidim come and say, Amono Hoyu Ashtar, or Shtar Pasuk, so that's the next comment. So there it's considered Treyutrei. It's considered Treyutrei. So in other words, if two Eidim are signed in the Shtar, the Trugein, Len, Chine, $1,000, and then two, and it's Mikuyeh, it's a Shtar Mikuyeh, then two other Eidim come and say that this Shtar was forged in spite of the fact that it's so the Aloch is Treyutrei. Or if two other Eidim come and say it's not Mizuyeh, but Hamono Yod, Divrei. So then it's very trained, the Gemara says. Or but passing holy word, shtar passing holy word. So it's very trained. So it's very trained. So then Ruvin cannot collect from Shimon $1,000 because it's very trained. So I meet him Chavir all over Raya. There, suppose two Eidim assign the Mishpah. The Truvim lend Shimon $1,000. And then two other, and Ruvim produces Mishpah. Shtor Yom HaBoy. And then two Eidim come and say, true, but they saw how Shimon paid up for it. Then we are not going to say that it's very great. Then we're not going to say it's very great. So the question is, why not at all? According to the Gaelim, who say the just as a Rive, as the schus to impose upon the Malve a shvuyah of Literatami, he has a schus of imposing upon the Malve a shvuyah of Mizuyah, so they hold that that Shtob Yom HaBoy is also a Raya Shtoris. So that means that the Eidi Ashtar in effect testify that it wasn't paid, as long as the Malveh is able to produce the Shtar. So even if two Eidi come and say they saw how it was paid, how the debt was paid, it should be considered trade, right? So the answer is, there are two kinds of Raya of Shtoris. There is a Raya of Shtoris, which is an integral part of the Agodah of the Yashda. As far as not being Mizuyah is concerned, so it's not only there is a Raya of Shtores. The Yashda are not only the bureau and the fact that it's not Mizuyah. They testify in effect. As far as Amono, whether it's Amono or Shtapasim or not Amono or Shtapasim. So whether it's Midoye or not, so there, it's not only the daily Ashtar, Aridi Piro, the Aridi Agode. In other words, if two Eidim will sign an Ashtar, that Ruvein lent Shimon $1,000, and then it will be his barrier, that this Ashtar was Ashtar Amone, so from the Gemara, the next moment it appears that the Eidim were signed an Ashtar Amone, if it is a stem star money, arriving on the love of the son of the Racho Ichoka, there will be possibilities. Because when Eidim sign the star of the Truvim, when it's given $1,000, they testify in effect that they are going to praise, not that it was given, it was given to him because he trusted it. He trusted it. In other words, in order that it should appear that he's a poor man. So anyway, if it turns out that the Eidim signed on the Shtar, even though the Alvoya didn't take place, and the Eidim Achsime knew that the Alvoya is not going to take place, and that the Shtar will be given to Ruvei only to make a show, to make it appear that Shimon is a poor man, he doesn't have any money, he doesn't have any cash. Or Shtapasim, in other words, if it is given to Ruvein, in order that Ruvein should be able to tell everybody he's a millionaire, he lent so much money. The Shtar says he lent him $100,000. He wants to appear, he wants to have credit from the bank. So because of that, he took his Shtar, that he lent $100,000 to Shimon. Well, that means he's a very rich man. So if the Eidim knew that is the purpose of the Shtar, they are showing the apostles, they are in there on the love of the Tzadik Racho Ichoke. That's how it appears from the Gemara on the base, that the test on the base. That if Eidim come and say, Midoyo Yidvarein, or Amono Yidvarein, Shtapasim, so in order to Yisbat Miroshe. Because when Eidim signed an Ishtar that actually is intended to be Ishtar Amone or Ishtar Pasi, or there is a Midoye, and it's not spelled out in the Ishtar that it's a Midoye, there is a Midoye, there is a Pasi, there is Amone. So then they are Mishakir. Even though they say, well, we didn't. It's true. That was the agreement. The answer is, So, as far as not being Amono is concerned, not being Midoyo, not being Pshtapasi is concerned, so it's not only the Yechsine Ari Dubiru, the Ari Yagode, the Hokaye, if it turns out that it was Ishtar Amone, they are showing the apostles, as if they testified falsely. Because when in Masayin and Ishtar, they testify in effect that the Da'avoda took place. And if it's a monosa, that means that the Da'avoda did take place. So Da'avoda Rishekha, Masha'imkin, as far as Piroin is concerned, even if we say it's a Raya Shtores, but we wouldn't say that if two other living come and say that debt was already paid, so then it's trade. Why? Because they are not testifying that it wasn't paid. How could they testify it wasn't paid? After all, the debt is able to be paid sometimes. So how could they be a goyim? And the fact that it wasn't paid as yet, so they are not a goyim, but they are in bill, because that's the halacha of shtores. That if he balashtar holds the shtar, so the melee, the shtar is with various certain things. But they are only in the bureau, they are not in the agoda. So the melee, the shit is a Rambam, so there is no mystery between the Rambam Perek Yudalet and the Rambam in Perek Yudalet. The Rambam in Perek Yudalet says that the shtar, the other my boy, applies only to shtar with the same. So the Aloch of Kasim, the same Kasim, the same of Kasim applies. The Raya of Shtores applies. So that means it's not an extraneous Hoche. It's not a Hoche Shtores. It's a Raya of Shtores. And the Raya of Shtores is grounded in the Edis. But it doesn't mean that the Edim, when they sign on Shtar Alvoye, they in effect are in the Hagode and the Non-Peroye. How could they be in the Hagode and the Non-Peroye? After all, every debt is aiming to be paid. So they couldn't be in the Agode and the Non-Peroye. They could be in the Agode and the Alvoye, even though the Alvoye did not take its place yet. In case of Shtar Alvoye, what is the Maldi made? But once the Maldi holds the Shtar, then the Edim who are signed on the Shtar become in the Agode and the Alvoye. Become in the Agode and the Alvoye. But they do not become in the Agode and the Non-Peroye, but they are in the Biro. That the Aloch of Shtores, they are in the Biro and the Non-Peroye. Since the Non-Peroye, because the Raya of Shtores operates with the Bala Shtar being Tefis in the Shtar. So mainly we have a Biro of it. We have a Biro of it. So Shtor beyond my body is a Raya Shtores, it's a Raya Biro of it. But there is no Agode Seidim on the Non-Peroye. So the Melee, when can it have the Raya of Shtores only if it has a Edim? But if it's Ksav Yodet, so then the Raya of Shtores doesn't apply. So the Melee, there is no Raya of Shtor Yodet, my boy. Mashe'im Kei, in the case of the Leve, trying to impose a Shvue, Ishtabali Deim Zuye, Ishtabali Rabamoni, Ishtabali Lashtapasim, Ishtabali Lashtamudoi, so there, the Leve in effect is staying negative the Hagodes Ashtrei. He doesn't have a schus to invalidate the Hagodes Ashtrei. He has only a schus to demand the Shmuel from the Malve when his time is only negative the Rai of Shtos, the Biro of Shtos. Not if his time of the Leve is negative the Hagode of the Eide Ashtar. That he doesn't have such a schus. So maybe there is no mystery between the Rambam Perek Yudalet and the Rambam Perek Yudalet. Right. Maybe Bishtar Shekosir. Vim Teima, Umay Taino Vimehme Vimehme Vipo Yoma Mizuye, Vishleima, Vishemo, Yor Lehi Velehi Ma Mizuye, Ten Yashishu Vimehme Kemiye, Upir Shakun Vimok Nachri Taino Shiva Teiro, Eim Tzorech Kiyon, Eim Tzorech Kiyon, Eim Tzorech Kiyon, Eim Tzorech Kiyon, Die Rabon war zu viel Kiyom, die Tolle Misuyef, aber die Schott Heinz ging vor Ruhau, wo ich zu viel Kiyom. So he explained it on fire. In other words, Rashi Shiti is the Machloke between Rabon and Rab Nachman. Heute, between Rabon and Rab Nachman, when a million Bishtar she kosri is so a Kiyom, or ain't so a Kiyom. So the question is, but it should be, why does Rabon say, Eitz on the kind. And so if the Malve produces a Shtar Shein Mikuyen against the Reb, Reuben produces a Shtar Shein Mikuyen against Shimon, the Shtar states in effect that could be mentioned in 1,000 hours. But the star is not Mikoyim. But really it's made that it wasn't forged. But he says it's Pogua. So Rabbunya says that he is not Nemon to say Pogua. Rab Nachman says he's Nemon. Why does Rab Nachman say he's Nemon? Because there's a meeting. He could have said Mizuri. So maybe he says it's not Mizuri. But it's Pogua. He's also Nemon. And Rabbunya says he's not Nemon in the meeting. Why shouldn't he be Nemon in the meeting? So according to Rashi, apparently now we said that Rashi Shika and the Mishnah is that even though Dvar Peiros or Kiyum is not required, and we say Maximus Dashtar is in Desmi, must be the Rabbonon. As long as the Shtar is not Mikoyen, so then there is a diminution in the Nechkel is in Desmi. The Rabbonon, on the Rabbonon level. So when is it considered Nechkel is in Desmi completely? Only when it's Niskayim. But if the Shtar is not Niskayim, so then there is a certain diminution in the Nachkeolitis of the Besnes. It's not Nachkeolitis of the Besnes yet. So Mele, the Shaila between Rabbuna and Rav Nachman is on this. Do we say that if, just as the Shtar becomes Mikuyim by virtue of the testimony by Eidim, who testify that they recognize the genuineness of the signatures, so then it becomes the Shtar Mikuyim, and it becomes Nachkeolitis of the Besnes. So Rabbuna says, the same way the Baldin, if the Levi is made it, that the signatures are genuine, are not forged, so it also becomes Mikuyim, and it becomes Nachkeolitis of the Besnes. If it becomes Nachkeolitis of the Besnes, on the Mele, we cannot believe in the media because it's immediate Mokanein, and even though we said that Mashiach Rambam, it's only the Rai of Shtores, they are in the Biru, but they're not in the Agode, but in order to come with the Aloha of Mikim of Meidim, it's not necessary that they should, that the Mikim should be contrary to the Agode Seidim. As long as the Mikim is contrary, is in conflict with the Biru of Meidim, of inherent in Ishtar, so it's also Mikim of Meidim. So that's why Rabbuna says, Eitz of Mikim, it becomes Mikuyev. By virtue of the Zidoy, that it was not false. So it's Islamic Kuyim, Islamic Kuyim is Nachkel is on the Bezin. And if Nachkel is on the Bezin, so in effect it is Nivare, it's not Magi. But the Deidi Achsine are Nivare, are in view that it wasn't paid. So the Mele, if he claims it was paid, so his Mige is contrary to the view of the Shtores. So it's Midian Mokimedin. So it's Loi Mahane. Mashiach Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, in order to become Mikuyim, so Eidim has to neutralize the genuineness of the signatures, to verify the genuineness of the signatures. But if the Levi himself verifies, he authenticates the genuineness of the signatures, it doesn't become Shtar Mikuyim. If it doesn't become Shtar Mikuyim, so that means that the natural use of the Besnes is lacking. There is a diminution in the Besnes. So it's not in the Mokimedin. If it's not in the Mokimedin, so it's then one of the Mikuyim. That's Rashi's explanation. So what is the Inri Forest Pshat that Jesus rejects? The Inri Forest Pshat apparently holds that Shtor Biyodi Malboye is an extraneous Zehoche. It's not grounded in the Raya of Shtores. It's not grounded in the Raya of Shtores. It's just an extraneous one. And the reason is why Rabbuna says that he's not the one who's Nige, because Rabbuna holds that Nige is not effective, Nige, the Yehoche, the extraneous Yehoche of Shtore Biyodi Malboye. So Tesis rejects the Pshat. But the same Rabbuna who says that he is not Nemon with the Nige to say Pawua, so he also says he is not Nemon with the Nige to say Amono Oyo. Oyashta. So the Nege, but by Amono, so you don't have the extraneous Echoche. You don't have the extraneous Echoche of Shtor Biyod my boy. That's only by Pawua we have the extraneous Echoche. That of Shtor Biyod my boy, because he says it was paid. So that means that the Levi acted, didn't act like a businessman. He should have had he acted like a businessman, he would have demanded the surrender of the Shtar. And if he didn't demand the surrender of the Shtar, well, Raya, the Maul that produces the Shtar. So that's impossible. Mashiach came where the time is, where the Shire is, whether it's Amon or not Amon. So why shouldn't it be in Amon? There it's not contrary to that practice of people. The practice of business people is to demand the surrender of the Shtar at the time of payment. But that does not prove the fact that it's not Amon. And still, the Gemara says that according to Ravune, that the lady is not Nemon to say, Poruah b'midot mizuye. So, similarly, the lady is not Nemon to say, Amono in the midot of mizuye. But he, so it's a raya neged that pshat. But actually, it doesn't present any kashya. Because we can say as follows. Ravune, who holds that midot is not effective, even neged the extraneous effort. Okay. So he certainly must hold that Miki is not effective negative Raya Shtores. Mashiach Rav Nachman, who says that Miki is effective negative this extraneous Hichocher Shtov Yom Ma'boye, so he holds it's even effective negative Raya Shtores as long as it's not contrary to the Agudah of the Shtar. So maybe they do not present any kasha. This is kasha, can be answered. All right, we'll be here. Now, tomorrow is the last day. Now, starting next week, I'll be here. I expect to give a shia every day in Yiddish, because we have to cover a lot of ground. But this week, for the balance of the week, I don't want to give a shia every day in Yiddish. So, because of that, so I would like to give two more shiurim in Sukkos on Wednesday and on Friday, and starting next week, because I want to finish up the sugya of Shtores. So with two shiurim, two long shiurim, I think we'll be able to finish up the sugya of Shtores. Not all the davening, but up to the Mishnah of Zeinu Ksav Yodin, Zeinu Ksav Yodin. So starting next week, so there will be a shiur every day in it.
Shiur Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or just Wednesday?
No.
Sure Proof Base, Mitzvos, Test Talents, Etav Shemem Base, June 30th, 1982, on Wednesday.
I'll be back tomorrow because of the chance, so there should be a shift tomorrow. Now, so we have to do more, eh? Omar Abdul the Mara. For in their Sharamone who say, in them, if he says that the shtar is shtar amone means, in other words, that the shtar was written only to make believe that the person, let's say the shtar says that Shimon borrowed $10,000 from Ruben. So, because Shimon wants to have a reputation as being a poor man, in order to relieve the pressure from his creditors. So he wants to have such a reputation that he's a very poor man. He has no money. He had to borrow $10,000. So that's his shtar amone. So in a shtar amone is a, so in them, so he's not them. He's more as the kashi, become a man. Who says it's shtar amone? Even if he come out, in other words, the shtar states that Shimon borrowed $10,000 from Ruben, and the Malbim produces the shtar. But the Rebbe says that the Rebbe says that actually he didn't borrow, but he just gave him a shtar. He could have given such a shtar, and he had confidence in the Malve that he will not try to collect. But there was never any alvoyim. So what does Rab tell us? That the Leve Shimon is not Nemon. The alleged Leve Shimon is not Nemon to say that is a shtar Nemon. If Ruben produces such a shtar, and according to the shtar, so Ruben lent Shimon $10,000 so Ruben can collect. Of course he's not Nemon. How could he be Nemon? Become a man, healing, become a lady. She can call to me. In other words, if we say the lady is Nemon, so Mao will never be able to collect from the lady because the lady will be able to say, Shtaramonu. I just gave you that star because I thought you were an honest person and you are willing to give me the paper. So, but I never borrowed the money. So, of course, he's not Nemo. The shtar states that Shimon borrowed $10,000. How can Shimon be trusted in saying that it's just the shtar money? Shite kokimene, vel nikoma maove. So, why does Rab say in Nemo? On the contrary, he does kokimene even done. In other words, the maove produces the shtar. They come to the shtar, so the Ruben, the Malve, lent Shimon $10,000. And the Malve says, but there was never any alvoyim, he just gave it to me, such a shtar, in order that he should get the reputation of a poor man, that they had to make a loan of $10,000, or $10,000. So if he does believe naturally, why should he be there? So why does Rabbi say that he's not Nemon? The Malbe should be Nemon. So Tobel of War, El of the Kamrei, but we must apply Rabbi Chav's member to the case where the Eidi. So where the Eidi are Shah, they say, when they signed the Shah, they signed it, and they knew that it was a shtar amone. So then it depends. So then So they should be them. So the Gemara says like, Oh my God. So in other words, so there are three tools in the world. Three tools, three things. The question is, how can God's memory be visual? So my God, very long become a lady. When the lady says Shtaramon, but then the question is, if the lady says Shtaramon, so what kind of a chiddush is it? That the lady is not Nemon? Of course he's not Nemon. How is he Nemon to contradict the Hagodas Ashtar? So, Leilon become a lady. Oh, Rabune, Yom Rabune, Yom Rab, maybe the Bishtar Shekots Rei, in Zorich Mikai, in Zorich Mikai, in other words, here we are dealing with the case where the Shtar was not equal. But the Rebbe himself was admitted that it was before. But he claims it was a Shtar Amon. So we could say that since the Rebbe had admitted, he could have said it's forged, it's a Mizuyah. So then the Baal would be able to go back with that. So now that he is made, it was before. But he claims it was Amone and it was given just in trust in order to get a reputation as a poor man who has to make loans. So he should be Nemon. We could say that, and Rav Nachman holds like that. So this is what Rav Yudah says in the name of Rav, that maybe Shtalke Kosvei is in totally kind. In other words, that the fact that the Rebbe admitted, so that makes the Shtar in Kuye. Once the Shtar is in Kuye, so then he cannot say he's never in the Rebbe, because then it becomes like the Rebbe Kamei. So that's the Rebbe. That's one thing. Abaye said, Le'elom Yoma Ma'ove, Le'elom Yoma Ma'ove, that the Ma'ove said, I'm one of them. The Malve produced the Shtar against Shimon. According to the Shtar, Shimon bought from within the Malve, the alleged Malve, $10,000. But the Malve says, it's Shtar. So your question was, why is he in Amon? He does not think he made it of it. He's made it. That Shimon doesn't own him anything. But here, God has reference to the case. Let's say Ruvei also borrowed $10,000 from me, and then Ruvei lent $10,000 to Shimon. So the male daloche is daloche of Shimon Rav Nosson. In other words, if Shimon owes Reuven $10,000, and Reuven owes Levi $10,000, so then it's not that Bezdin has to be given first from Shimon and give it to Reuven, then Bezdin is given from Reuven and give it to Levi. No, there is direct gvir from Shimon to Levi. That the halacha of Shibuli Rav Nosson, we know some Asher Oshom. Uch Yitzch Havlachem, Uch Rav Nosson. The time the Rav Nosson name of Nairei, Shem Chavir Ebonet, Vechavir Vechavir. Minayim Shem Yitzim, let's see, it's in this case, where Shimon knows Reuven $10,000, and Reuven knows Levi $10,000. So then Bez Nizir Nizik Nechosov of Shimon, and gives it to Levi. So nice and silly, you may still say, come later, because Lash Ocean Way. In other words, so here we cannot say, since there is a law of Kabnos, that Shimon owes Levi, so the melee, when Reuven is made, and he says, he doesn't involve me, so it's Havlachim. We do not say, he does not think he made it in Dome, If it's Chav Lachim, we say it was Baruch Kimei Dome, if it's Chav Lachim, but if it is at the detriment, at the expense of somebody else, then we do not say it was Baruch Kimei Dome. So the Meir sees without his glory, if he had kept quiet, if Rubin had kept quiet, so then Bezdin would be made see Vam Shime, $10,000, and give it to Levi, not to Rubin. Now he comes, Rubin comes and says, no, she just told me a penny. So it's Havlachine, so we don't say how it was, but we give it to him. So Mele sees he's not Lemon on account of the fact that it's Havlachine. So Mele, Bezdin collects from Shine and gives it to Levi. This is what happens. Then, Havasha Omar Leilon Kidikam Lei. So, but then your kashi is Moresh. If it's Kadyodon Yitzin, Mokenachei. So, if it's Kadyodon, making Mokenachei or so, there is no Hapesh or Sap, she will remain. Read, because in Chizomad, reading Kadyodon Yitzin, Mokenachei. So then, there is a pressure, so a pressure. So why does God say it in Emon? They think should be in Emon. So, would you come, in other words, we should say, on the basis of a pressure, so a pressure, they should be in Emon, like a Lucifer, the Machmas, the Poshes. So, the more it says, Kid Rav Kane. That here it's not analogous to Xavierdeinu Zerbon, we see Medino Machos and Poshes, so then the Alochim is in Xavierdeinu Zerbon, so it's the money, because Arpejosa and Arpejitia, but here it's analogous to Xavierdeinu Zerbon, we see Medino Machos money, because in other ways, Matsme, Roshi. So you know it's in Xavierdeinu Zerbon, so it says not the money, because it's Matsme Roshi. In the place like Rosh, either because a people who are buying the birds themselves in Rosh in Shekia, or because it's a reform in Nagode, there is Mr. Nagode, whatever the time is by a Mitzvah of Yidimah Katmone, so it holds true here too. Why? The Omer of Kame, also the Lord of Shemishe, Shtaramon and Zerbeise, Mishim Shenema, Altishkein, Beolecha Abu, the Omer, Rav Shemishe, Great Rabbi, Shmamel Rav Kame, Eidim Shom Ramon Moyu, Moyu Dvoreinu, Eidim Moni, Mad, my time, Kim Yavru, Abu Rechasi. So it doesn't mean. So, let's say, according to the Shemitz of Shemi, the Fezi Shite, the thing of the Mismax in Roshi implies our is expressive of our, that the people who are buying players themselves in Roshi, Shekela, so really doesn't make any difference, which are they? Are they? So, Mele, the Avira of Hafishkin Borlecha Avlo, also his own for Avira. So, the Mele is ejected. According to the Rishayim, that there is no Aloche, that the people were buying, he declares himself as a Roshe. So, ejected. But Aloche is that he is a Baldovo, so he is not Nemon. So, he is not Nemon to pass himself as a Roshe. So he's not there with that Rosh Hashanah. So the Meir, if he says, I need to be in the morning, he says he's a Rosh Hashanah, and if he's a Rosh Hashanah, so he's supposed to be like this. So the Meir is like, there is a Stephen Dagode, it's a Republican Dagode, Lidvorecho Rosh Hashanah, like the Gemara says, Lidvorecho Atomah. So then, we couldn't explain it just on the basis of that Veer of Tishkei Rechavah. Tishkei Rechavah is a Nisam Kabbalah. Let's say it's a Raisa, or I didn't know the Kashi of the, but he doesn't become possible. Aides, just because he was Aides, Altishkin Yolecho Abra. So, but he doesn't become possible Aides. I mean, the Yisrael Apostle Lord of Shinish Shtaramono, the Serbase. Why? Because it could lead to the Yisho. So let's say it's a Israelite, but possible Aides he wouldn't become. So why do we say Shmamino Mirvachana Yidim Shom Ramona Yoli Boreinu in the money? My time to keep the Adler, the Adler, Chasme, the answer is, since it's an Adler, and it involves the Yisrael, how did she go like an Adler? So the Mele, when they sign as a Tishtah, If let's say the ultimate point that there is not going to be any outgoing, and it's only a subterfuge, it's a fraud, the whole thing. They are just making believe with that star. There is not going to be outgoing. They just want to create the impression in the public that Shimon is a poor man. He has to take loans. So the Mele in the signs of the star, they are living on the love of the son of the Racha each other. Because when they even sign on the star, which states in effect that Shimon borrowed from Ruben $10,000, when they even were told such our ways are going to be made, it's just making believe. So in effect, they are even on the love of the son of the Racha each other. Why then? Does Rakan, why does the Gemara have to base it upon the Pasuk of Avishti Melech Avro? The answer is, if there had been a being of Avishti Melech Avro, if there had been no Nisa in doing something that is conducive to Mechshelim, so then it wouldn't involve Yidishek. Why did Yidishek at all? The Malva and the Leve told the Eidi, we are just making the leave. So it was the Dashneir. So why should it be? Why should it involve a Nisa of Eidishek? Yeah. But since there is a Nisa about Yishim Melech Avro, so that means you're not allowed to make believe. You cannot make such an act. I mean, a make believe. So people should think that there was Alboye when Alboye did not take place. So since you're not allowed to do it, so the melee, it involves Hagodah Sheker. Because, in other words, Eidi, Hagodah's Eidi, it means, what does Hagodah Sheker mean? That everything was done kidasri kidin. Everything was done kidasri kidin. And if, let's say, something was done in the transaction that is not kidasri kidin, so there, when they sign on that star, if it was grounded in any illegality, so the melee they are in Shekhar. Because that's the Rai of Shores. The Rai of Shores is based upon the fact that the deity do everything to him. But if the deity do not act out the deity, so the melee they have no right to sign such a star. That undermines the whole Rai of Shores if deity will actually so in any way it's considered Zagore Sheker. And you cannot say what kind of a Sheker is it at all. The mouth in the ring it was going in Dashreger and me. What we do? The answer is because every time when they didn't sign the star, they never know whether that way took place or that way didn't take place. How do they know? Case the star will leave out of the mouth in it. So many times when they didn't sign the star, so then they give it to the Leve, and then the Leve decides, Malu Mitzor Azois, why do I have to borrow money? And then worry about paying it back, and he tells Avrishta. And still, so how are they allowed to sign the Shtar, Shimon Lobo, Eser Alof in Zuz, Mirubi, and they give it to Shimon? Then Shimon decides not to make the law, and here they write, Hagode, Shimon Lobo, when the Alboye did not escape the place, so you can ask a question, every time they even sign the star, they should always be in there, on the lab of the San Rafael Shoka. They write that Shimon Lobo, Esar Alofim Zuz, and then maybe it will not turn out that way. So the answer is, because the Alofim is when they did sign the star, Shimon Lobo, Esar Alofim Zuz, so we obey, so they don't hand over the star to Ruben, they hand it over to Shimon, and then Shimon is at liberty to decide, should he make that way, should he not make that way, if he decides not to make that way, so then he has to tear up the star, and if he doesn't tear up the star, so then he's also even an avera of Ishti Molech Avro, because then again it's conducive to Yichshu, he doesn't tear up the star, so then Ruben might get it, if Ruben is not such a scrupulous person, and then he'll collect. So that's the halacha of Chayav Shtoves. That it is based upon the fact that the Eidim will do everything to them. So mainly, if the Eidim do not conform to the Din, so mainly it's a Gresh of Shekiah. Because basically, every time the Eidim sign a Mishnah before the Kinyan takes place, should be a Gresh of Shekiah. Except that there is a halacha of Shtoves. So the main way it's not Shekia because of the Aloch of Shores. So by that word I'm moving, if they didn't conform to the Aloch of Shores, but if there is any illegality in the execution of the Shtar, so the main way they have no right to sign such a Shtar, so it really becomes a Gosh of Shekia. But, and you cannot ask, why is it Shekia? It's Hemes. I mean, it was Bobby Tashleir, the answer is every time it should be Shekia, except for the Aloha, if there is a Kosov of Kosei, Pisek of Hasei. That's why it's not a Shekia. If not, if there is a Kosov of the Kosei, Pisek of Hasei. So every time, even inside the Shtar, before the Aloha is made, the way it's done, because of Kesei Shtar, or Ebal, Fisha, or Mile, they should be either on Alessandro Rachel Shekia. If not, if there is a Kosov of the Kosei, Pisek of Hasei. So, Eidim would only be allowed to sign a Mishtar if the Halvoya had taken place before the Halvoya. Not to sign it before the Halvoya. So why are Eidim allowed to sign Mishtar Halvoya, Shimon Novo Nehube, before the Halvoya took place? Because there was a question of possibility of Hasein. Why are Eidim allowed to sign an get that the Baal was divorced his wife? After all, when does the divorce take place? After the Halvoya. So, at the time they signed the get. So, it's still not true. The answer is, that's the Xerzakosuk of Kosei B'Sin of Hasein. This is how the Raya of Shtores operates. The Eidim always signed the Shtar before the Kinyan. Even though before the Kinyan, so it's not as yet the reality. But that's the Raya of Shtores. So, mainly, if the Eidim do not conform to the Din, how a shtar is to be executed, so then it becomes a shekia. So according to Rashi too, the reason is why it's analogous to Arusim or Yino Machas Monei, because if they have no right to sign such a shtar, so the name of the Agon is Agonish or Shekia. They are either on the signing of Nacho or Shekia. Like, as if they are testifying about Peh, with Shekia. So the melee, so the agoda has a stira. So that's why it's in the memory. Right, let's see the Rashi. Tap on the woman who because he was so loud. She saw two of his silver and finished when his family always came all day. Called to me, or in the cement, if she is kind of things, and I would have asked him to the Amor, or if you shall have a Saturday, I was a morning, so I'm out of the house of the Lord, and I see me, in a little apostle of the deep, because of what's a brown boy. She had a hidden middle of the soon, she was a money, had a master's after my nation day. They will not like being so much basically this thing said, and not much also because I should go. The last year, for some money, we also will care and kidam more, kidam in on bargains here. We wish I care and shall I. Now, one thing is for us. Who can you have a hearing? We take out of you, we get the boy more clay. The Amish is not going to have a little more clay. So Teisha says the Kashi, why do we say that if let's say the Shtar states that Shimon borrowed money from Reuven, and Reuven borrowed money from Levi. So in such a case, if Reuven says Shtar money, so it's not Lemon because it's Chav Lachine. So the fact that it's Chav Lachine, so we implies that the halacha of Yidua's Baldin doesn't apply. Yidua's Baldin only applies when it is to his own detriment, not when the Yidua is to the detriment of another party, of the third party. But here, he should be known on the basis of this, without recourse to Yidua's Baldin. وقتی میگه because دیپوی مخلی دامی خشتاکی به حدوی غیر بی خدا و مخلی مخلی نو دلوخی نیست ای فرطه شیمن باوت فاملی بی اندو دلوخ and then if شیمن باوت فاملی بی اندو دلوخ so لیبی is the mountain and then لیبی the mountain so we sold the star to Ruben. So the start of Ruben. And then, so who is entitled to collect? Who is entitled to collect? From Shimon. Levi is entitled to collect from Shimon. And then the Malbe was Mechel the Chedim to the Levi. So we say, Amir Shachir Chavir, the Chodor Mochli is Mochli. So the same thing should be true. So this is assumed in the Kasher, that in the case of Shibbutet Rav Nosi, the same Aloche also applies. In other words, if let's say, that Shimon borrowed money from, if Shimon lent money to Levi, And he borrowed money from Ruben. So the law is that Levi Besdin can collect from Levi and give it directly to Ruben. But suppose Shimon, who is the creditor of Levi, would be meichel to Levi. So then, Ruben could not collect from Levi in the same way as we say in the case of Hamechash Nachirim Chaveir Lechazor Mochamoch. So this is made an analogy between Hamechash Nachirim Chaveir Lechazor Mochamoch Mocho and Shibbutet Rav Nosi. It's not such a double portion, but this is in the Kasha assumed that is the same thing. So here too, he should, too, he cannot be Nemon on the basis of the Tohim. Let him be Nemon on the basis of, Mie. The Yeshua of Abiyu, the Shem, the Dai to him, Chilat, it's Chayvei. So, it's not a good Mie. The Shem, or the Ach, Shem, Ramon, who will be Masik Mie. Keep me shall in the Gaza. Ah, but that is simply coming when it's here, you know, it's like that, and you can't watch a shame, but she shall be as well, because my shaman is in Shmuel, shall also be some chila me a kodu, we should be kishayt at the much. So what's this is that it's not a good thing. But that means, if you would that, that the aloche, according to the first teretz, the thing says, the aloche of the same aloche that we mentioned, we got the Amicha Shtachim, the Chavir, the Chotar, the Mochum, the Mochum, applies to Shibbutet Rav Nosi. In other words, if Shimon lent money to Levi, and then Shimon borrowed money from Levi, so the aloche is the best we can collect from Levi and give it to Levi. So suppose Shimon will be Mechel, his Chayim, to Levi, so then Levi cannot collect from Levi. That's what Jesus says in the first verse. But it's not such a double portion. V'nei madim chireshtachim v'nei madrabonon ha'vos eshapir v'matzino nei madavkin chireshtachim v'amidrabonon yochum yimcheir avon mishim chavir v'chayim nadim v'n yochum yimcheir. Now, this is the sheet of the Rif in the Rambam. The Rif in the Rambam says that the reason is why Shmuel says ha'mirchashtachim v'chavir v'chotar umoch v'mochu because mechirashtores is only affected in Rabonon. If I say one cannot transfer that, he can translate it, Midrash, if Levi owes money to Shimon, owes $1,000 to Shimon, Shimon cannot sell the chayim to Ruben, he cannot. And even if he sells, so the kinyan is not chal, the transfer is not chal, and Ruben cannot even collect. But it's lakonis chachonim, that you can transfer a debt. Shibbutim you can transfer. So since Midraise cannot even be transferred, and the whole transfer is effective only Rabbanon, so Menele, if he is Meicho, so he is Mocho. So then Levi cannot, Mashiach came, If the transfer would be halted right there, then we wouldn't say because of. So this is Shita of the Rishon Rambam. So Mele, according to the Rishon Rambam Shita, that the whole halacha of the Chazal Mochel is based upon the fact that the Chilash Chilit Shtoros is the only Rabbanon. So he doesn't apply to Shibuli Rabnosen because Shibuli Rabnosen is the Reisnik Halacha. So that means that with the Reise, if Shimon is the Baal Chayim, he's the creditor of Levi of $100, and Shimon is the debtor of Reuven for $100, so then with the Reise, there is a Shibuli, there is an obligation and indebtedness from Levi to Reuven. So remember, if there is an indebtedness from Levi to Reuven, how can Shimon cancel that indebtedness? This what it is. So that was the first letter of Pesach. Apparently is not like the belief in the Rambam that Mechila Shtores is the rice, and still we say so the Neil Sayyidi should apply to Shibuli, to the case of Shibuli Rabbah. Alright. At first said that there is a riot from Gimor and Bobasa that the leader the Raise so is in Yochalim Chel, and then Teitzes says no, there is no riot. But that doesn't mean that Teitzes is big, and Teitzes says there is no riot. But Teitzes itself said, I mean, that according to the Rishon LeRambam, that Mechila Shtores is only the Rabbanon, so then the whole halacha of Hamechus Nechilu Chaveh Chodeh Mochel Mochel applies only to a case where it's the Rabbanon. But she ain't where it's the Reise, like Shibir Rabnosim, so then we do not say Chodeh Mochel Mochel. And then they say, Vim Yoshu Rebai Yudish Chaveh 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 Yochel Mochel. Dan Vino Misei Po Yisho Shalokmo, Harei Shoyen Yisho Bochil Mono, Umeitz, Vimiyach Shiner Es Yomen, Viliach, Vilel, Yobon. Now, suppose there are two brothers, Reuben and Shimon. Reuben and Shimon. And Shimon, let's say, lent money to Reuben, to his brother. He lent. So Shimon was the Malbe, and he lent money to Reuben, his brother. Then Shimon died, and he was left without children, died without children. So Shimon's wife is cooking to Reuben, and Reuben decided to be Yavin, Shimon's wife. And the halacha is that when the brother is the Yavin, which is Ochi, so then he inherits all the chosim of his brother. That's exactly the question. So Mele, Shoyin Shibo Ochim Mone. So, Umei said Shimon died. Shimon the Malve died. And he decided to be Abner. So Leima, so the Bible says that Reuven should say, Hoy Rubani Eirish, since I am the Eirish, so we are Zakti now. And then the Nechosim of Shimon are Mishubet to his wife, to Shimon's wife for the Ksuvah. So the Braise says that Reuven cannot say, since I am marrying Ayin Yavin, my brother's wife, so Mimele, I inherit all the Nechosim. So Mimele, so Herzakti, Tzim Yodei, Vilekir Behen Kakoi. Vilekir Kakoi. So he should say, why should I pay up the debt? Why should I pay to the estate of my brother Shimon? The Bible says, why? Because my brother Shimon lent me, let's say, money, 1,000 Jews. But I have a Shmiz Nechosim, so why should I? Why should I take it out from one pocket and put it in the other pocket? I'm going to Yarshi in the Chosin. I'm Yarshi in the Chosin anyway. So he's saying no. He cannot do that. Elamitzim yodei v'mikeya v'kapoyes. Why? Because of Shibunet Ramnos. Because he owes Shimon 1,000 tzuz. And then, and Shimon owes his wife, whom he is marrying now, whom he is miyad, 200 tzuz, or maybe also 1,000 tzuz, maybe there was a case. So whatever, it doesn't make any difference. So the male, it is Shibunet Ramnos. So the Gemara applies the law of Shibunet Ramnos. In other words, he owes the brother, and the brother owes his wife, so that means that he owes his own wife, the woman who is the other, who is the other. So that's the reason why he cannot say, I don't have to pay the debt, because after all, I asked the Nechosin. The answer is no, but he asked the Nechosin, but he asked the Nechosin of his brother, but his brother owes a debt to his wife. So the male, and it has to be, she has to be assured that she'll have the chosin from which to collect the ksuvim upon the death of Reuven, or when Reuven will decide to divorce her. So the male, it's mitzim from him the chosin, and so mitzim money, and we buy a piece of land, and that land is remains as security for the wife who is Miyab, for Shimon's wife, Shimon's widow, a security from which she'll be able to collect the ksuge in the event that she will have to collect the ksuge. That's what the Bible says. And when it's in the Bible, we hope it is. We feel it comes also. The Abomination of the Lord, the Bible, 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 the Bible. So if we can, in the case of Shibunet Ramnos, so we can be meichel, amayi roka mekarki mimchalat v'shuyei v'shuyochel mimchel. So it's a raya that we don't apply the aloha of avichas dachel havir v'chode omach v'izmoch. So, then Tesis says, v'yesh l'itchelis, v'sha'an ehoso, she'yei v'shel v'keichol v'yochel afki asos. V'yochel afki asos. Now, but, so Tesis says, yesh l'itchelis, but Tetzes is not Dilcha that she did. And Tetzes says, so in other words, in the first letters of Tetzes assumed, not like the Rebbe, not like the Rebbe, that the Aloche of Yechiv Ashtores is the Raisa. And still there is Aloche of Yechiv Ashtores is Moho, so the Meir should apply to the case of Shibud HaKadosh too. Then Tetzes says, however, if we are going to say like the Rebbe, that the Chivashton is Rabbonon, so then we have no mocking that Amichash Dachir Chaver and the Chota Umochle is Mocho in the case of the Raisa. And Shibuya Ramos is certainly a case of the Raisa, so then we do not say the Chota Umochle. Not word. Now, is now, but then when Tetzes mentions the various Rais that Shibuya Ramos would do not say, So these rayas could be not only according to Shita of the Ritz and Rabbah. You see, because Tesis mentions that in Neymar, the Mechir HaShtachir and the Rabbah, Abbas Ishak. But then Tesis says, Ve'id Yoshua the Rayah, the Mechir HaShtachir and the Chavir and the Chavir and the Chavir, Ve'id Yoshua the Rayah. So the Pshat Tesis is not that everything is based upon the Rishit. First he says, if we are going to say like the Rishit, so then we have no mocker. We have no mocker that in any case of the Raisa, so there is a loche or because of the loche. But even if we are not going to agree with the Shita Sabi, we still can distinguish between the case of the Chirash Dores and the case of Shibunet Ramnos. Now, which Shita is that? Now, Tesis doesn't mention it, but the Rosh Yisubes mentions the Shita of Rabotam. The Rabotam Shita is that the Halacha of Hamech Hashtech Chir L'Chaber L'Chot Al-Moch L'Moch doesn't apply to Shibunet Ramnos. But, whereas the Rit and the Rambam explain it on the basis that the Chirashtona Siddur Rabbanon, so in other words, the halacha of the Chodah Umachu Umachu only applies to a case where Midraise, there is no transfer of Shibbuli. But where Midraise there is a transfer of Shibbuli, then we don't say Chodah Umachu Umachu. There's the Shita of the Rabbanon. Rabbanon Tam Shita is different than the Shita of the Rabbanon. Rabbanon Tam Shita is that the Chirashtona Siddur Midraise. Still, Rabbi Tam himself distinguishes between the case of the Hirashtores, where when we say the Chodah Umachu is Machu, and the case of Shibrit Rav Nosni, where we don't say the Chodah Umachu is Machu. Why? So Rabbi Tam says, the Hirashtores is Raisa. But with Raisa, there are two kinds of Shibrit. There is a Shibrit Akhuk and there is a Shibrit Nechosni. So when Shimon, let's say, lent $1,000 to Levi, so then Levi has a Shibud Akhuf to Shimon. He is personally indebted, and then Shimon has a real a Shibud under the Chosim of Levi. So there are two Shibudim. So Shimon has two Shusim. He has a Shibud Akhuf, the fact that Levi is personally indebted to him, and then he has a real a Shibud under the Chosim of Levi. Then, when Shimon sells his machner, the chayim, that the $1,000 that Levi owes him, his machner to Reuven, so Midraisim transfers chal. But Midraisim and Midrabanan, the transfer is only chal on the Shibud Nechosim. And the Shibud Akhuf, that's an intangible thing that is not capable of being transferred. He can only transfer the Shibud Nechosim. Because Shibud Nechosim means that he really has a Tzatzkinyan in the Chosim of Levi. So there is something tangible that can be transferred. Mashayikin Shibud Akhuf. Shibud Akhuf means he is personally indebted to Shimon. Why is he personally indebted? Because he borrowed from Shimon. But he didn't borrow a penny from Levi, from Reuven. Why should he become personally indebted? Just because Shimon says, I hereby transfer the personal indebtedness that is due from Levi to me, I hereby transfer to you. So, by his fire, he cannot effect the transfer. Shimon Nechosim means a kinyan Nechosim. That can be transferred. But Shimon Akhuf is something intangible that is personal between Levi and Shimon that originated in the fact that Levi borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. But how can that be transferred? How can that be shifted to Reuven? So that's the reason why the Chozal Mochel is Mochel. Because when Shimon lent $1,000 to Levi, and then Shimon sells, so Shimon had two Shibud, the Shibud Akhuf on Levi and the Shibud Chozim on Levi. Then when Shimon transfers to Reuven, he's only able to transfer the Shibud Chozim to Reuven. But Shibud Akhuf remains between Shimon and Levi. But Levi has the schus to collect from the Nechosim of Levi because of the Shibud Akhuf that exists between Levi and Shimon. But the moment Shimon is mekhel, so the Shibud Akhuf is poka. There cannot be a Shibud Nechosim in a vacuum. A Shibud Nechosim has to be based upon the Shibud Akhuf. It's not trying to say, I have a Shibud and Reuven is Nechosim, just like that. If Reuven owes me money, I can have a Shibud. But to have a Shibud Nechosim in a vacuum, not based upon a Shibud Akhuf, that's not child. So that's why the Nechosim of Mochel is Mochel. Because the Shibud Akhuf doesn't shift to Reuven. So the male, it still remains between Levi and Shimon. So the moment Shimon is Mechel, so it's Poka. If there is Poka, that wouldn't be a Shibud Nechosim without a Shibud Akhuf to support. So, male, that's only child. By Amir Hashtachir v'chadeira, Yechoza u'mochle, and by Amir Hashtachir v'chadeira, Masha'im ki Shibrit Rav Nosni. So it's not, so because the Sakosot implies that not only that there is a Shibrit Nechosi between Reuven and Levi, there is a Shibrit Akhuf between Reuven and Levi. If there is a Shibrit Akhuf between Reuven and Levi, some male is not shy to say Chodah u'mochle. Now we'll finish the thesis, that starts another union. The Yishin Foshim and the Tema, I'm fine.
Best case.